Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Jews around the world are mourning over destruction of the last Jewish temple in Jerusalem. And at the same time, they're praying for the rebuilding of the next temple in Jerusalem. That's the headline. Winky Medad will come to the broadcast table to explain the headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The fast day of the 17th of Tammuz. Now, first of all, explain that. What is this all about?
Jimmy, there are two main fast days in the Hebrew calendar. When I say main, I mean they go the full 25 hours, from just before sunset to just after sunset. Those are Yom Kippur, the 10th day of the Hebrew month of Tishrei, the Day of Atonement, and the 9th of Av, which usually comes out at the end of July or beginning of August, more or less, which commemorates the destruction of the first and the second temple. In addition, there are several minor fast days, which are from dawn to evening. One of them, as you ask me, is the 17th of Tammuz, which commemorates part of the destruction process, if I can point it out that way. In other words, it led up to the destruction of the first temple, and we say that several things happened on that day. Usually they list a list of five, but it's the beginning of the siege of Jerusalem. And that brings in, for Orthodox, observant Jews, a period of 3 weeks of mourning that leads up to the 9th of Av.
Well, you were mentioning that on the 17th of Tammuz, the three-week period began, concluded with Tish B'Av, the ninth day of the Jewish month of Av. Now, during those 3 weeks, they're actually simply praying for the temple to be rebuilt, correct?
Yes, and in another aspect, it's done through a series of acts of mourning. For example, if we were on video chat, Jimmy, you would see that I haven't been shaving since the 17th of Tammuz, and I won't until after Tisha B'Av. I won't cut my hair. In other words, expressing mourning. Today, of course, that's complemented by a strong sense of praying for the return of the temple to be rebuilt. And as you and I have discussed many times, I belong to the idea that we should be visiting the Temple Mount as much as possible and doing other aspects to raise the consciousness of what the temple service means and whether things can be done now or at least prepared for the near future, hopefully.
Winky Medad explaining why Jews are mourning destruction of one temple and praying for the next Jewish temple to be rebuilt in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. By the way, all the preparations have been made for this next temple to be rebuilt, which will happen after the rapture of the Christians in this world. That's Daniel chapter 11, verse 45. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...